Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here with us to the Shepherd's Call. We're on WNQM here in the 5 o'clock hour. We're glad to be in your area, wherever you may be listening to us on WNQM 1300 on the AM dial. The mighty voice of the AM dial in the Nashville, Tennessee area. Glad to have you aboard. We're going into part two of harmonic time cycles. We're going to try to get some balance and harmony in time. We're going to relate to you some interesting aspects. We'll do part three of harmonic time cycles at 7 the Central Time in your listening area on WWCR 5.070. So if you'd like to tune in tonight on WWCR with Pastor Buddy in part three of harmonic time cycles, this will be a three-part series that we're doing on this particular feature, offering for you to have the three set CDs if you'd like to have them. Well, you just contact Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 22, that's 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, my area code for my number, I'm live here in the evening time, and we are going to give you our telephone number. That's area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to have this three-part the CD series of harmonic time cycles, then we'll get that down to you, wherever that you order from. Well, we're going to look at the number sequence intervals of the 31-year cycles, which incredibly adds up to 666-day intervals that produces a 31-year and 124-year time cycle. We're going to go back to a particular point in history that you might find interesting. Now, if you are accustomed or if you are familiar with some of the pyramid mathematical prophecies of the timeline out into the future, August the 1st, 1914 comes up as a particular time. Most of the readers of the past of the mathematical timeline prophecy was predicting that the world would end in 1914. And Mr. Miller, along with some others, made this prophecy statement that the world would end in 1914, according to the timeline in the pyramid, as it came to this particular time. But we're going to start on August the 1st, 1914, an advance in time in intervals of 666 days. And if we do that, looking back into the past, we can see a pattern where some important historical events occur around or on the 666-day intervals. I think you'll find this very interesting for future events that we could get into in part 3 for the year 206 up to 2012, where we talk about the Mayan calendar ends, doesn't begin, it dramatically ends on December the 21st in the year 2012. Well, does that mean the end of time? Just like the prophets that prophesied in the past that 1914 would be an end date, this is just an end of an age pattern and the beginning of a new age pattern wherein another set of harmonic cycles, whether they're harmonical or not, whether in balance, we've talked about the negativity cycles that has got the world reeling and rocking to and fro like a drunken man. No fault of the earth, goes the Father has perfected and hung the earth on nothing and spin this little ball of dirt in an amazing pattern, sequential, and time evolves or elapses into negative or positive cycles. Well, let's look at the year 666 day, starting, if you will, exactly 31 years within one day, with a list of 666 day intervals. And I'm going to list for you some historical events occurring around or on these dates. The most important astronomical and astrological events during these time intervals will also project a pattern into the heavens, because the Bible says for us to look at the heavens and we can see patterns of cycles based on biblical number interpretation. Now, if we look at this, the biblical numerics discussed here can help us understand these cycle forces of good or negative, or positive or negative. And it has to be one or the other, because most of the time man will not come on to a harmonic balance with both the Creator and nature. We're either out of balance or out of step with one or the other, and usually both. But let's look at three times 66 after 1914. If we take three sets of 666 days, it brings us to January the 1st, 1920. And on January the 10th, 1920, the League of Nations was formed. Now, that may not sound very important to you as a historical event, but it was. Because under this formation of the League of Nations emerged what we call the United Nations, and out of that has come the emergence, dominance of a one world government establishment that is always linked to the rich, the powerful, the elite, to keep the masses under fear, ignorance, and superstition. Now, why would something of this magnitude happen in respect to what I just said? Simply because Satan, who is trying desperately, and when I say desperately, I literally mean he's trying desperately to rule the planet. And by trying to rule the planet, he wants to become like the Most High. So he presents himself to the League of Nations, or the governments of this world. He presents himself as the supreme being. And the wicked, the evil, and the negative forces of the earth seem to gyrate toward Satan. Everywhere Satan goes, everywhere he's ever been, and we have a book of remembrance written on our behalf that we would not become ignorant of Satan's devices. It said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for in the last days. And this is why we're doing this harmonic cycle series, that we could pass on to you the evidence of end times and relate to you some harmonic cycle patterns, whether they be good or bad. In this case, we're going to relate to you some of the things that have been historical bad for the earth. And like I said, the first instance of the things that have turned out to be bad from 1914 with the beginning of the three cycle of 666 days. And of course, we know that 666 is associated with the Antichrist. And this 6 is the number of man, and 6 is the number of satanic negative forces. So we got the three sixes that add up to trouble for the earth. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan in the last days. Now, get ready for something, and I have prophesied, Pastor Buddy has prophesied many times that we're living in the time, the event times, that the Antichrist, Satan himself, literally embodied as a being. Nobody's ever seen him, actually, since the Garden of Eden. Isn't that strange that nobody has ever seen Satan from the beginning of the garden, that he's been what we would describe as an elusive harmonic cycle, if we could be permitted to say that for you, that he has been very elusive. Well, has it been by design? Yes. On whose part? Satan's, or those who would like to keep Satan under control? Well, that's an interesting question. Let me answer it by saying this, that there was a war in heaven according to Revelation chapter 12. And verse 7, it says that Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and his angels, and that Michael prevailed, and Satan and the rebel angels. Now, these are intelligent, created beings with lifetimes that are amazing. In other words, I'll give you an example. As we count time, these beings live outside or beyond the control. It seems like that time has no effect on their bodies. It doesn't age them because they are eternal beings, a little higher than man. You see, we fail from our eternal steadfastness with the sin and the deception of this evil one that I'm talking about. And since then, man, in relationship to the Creator, has been in trouble by the cunning craftiness of the ability of these satanic rebels to deceive the very elect, if possible. Well, you must study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And when we see these times and these signs, 3 times 66666 produces January 1920, like I said, and on that date, we formed what we now know as the United Nations. Now, when we move up to a set of 5 666s from 1914, brings us to September 1923. On September the 1st, 1923, an enormous 8.9, almost a 9 on the Richter scale, earthquake struck Japan, devastating the Asian island of Japan. On November the 8th, 1923, Hitler attempted to overthrow the German Republic government and was unsuccessful. And there he was imprisoned for 9 years when he wrote his book, and he became a very popular cult figure, which the symbol of five associated with evil, remember the Pentagon, is built on a pentagon, and the pentagon has always been associated, the 5 points of that has always been associated with something evil. And ladies and gentlemen, we now know that the architect of Washington, D.C., with a pentagon included, was built in occult symbology. It's amazing how that these wise men have entrapped and enslaved us into a nation thinking that we have liberty when the elite have been ruling from the word go. I believe that Satan, since the Babylonian kingdom was set up under Nebuchadnezzar, or when we go back to the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis, when the government of Nimrod, this is the introduction of the evil ones that produced a generation of evil. The Bible said evil men shall wax worse and worse. If you go to the 6th chapter of Genesis, you'll find that the Nephilim, offspring from these angelic beings to produce giants, not only in giant stature and physical form, but mental giants who continuously only thought on evil, performed evil, produced evil, and taught man the tricks of magic, induction, incorporation of enslavement, and literally a few controlling the many. That's associated with the priesthood of deception. Well, September the 1st, 1923, a significant date. Now, when we jump to 10 times 666, we get to October 1932. That's the year that Stalin was consolidating his hold on power in the Soviet Union by purging the competition, and the world was sliding toward, as you very well know, into what is known as the Great Depression. A terrible time in the history of the earth. Well, let's go to 11 and see what we get here. 11 times 666 produced August 1934. On August 2nd, 1934, with the death of Hindenburg, Hitler assumed the title of Führer, making himself the absolute dictator of the German Republic. 1934. All right, that's a significant date of 11 times 666. So let's see what the number 12 times 66 and what date in the prophetic timeline it produced. June 1936. On that date, civil war began in Spain, and we had the beginning of the slaughter from 1936 up until 1945. With from that advent of the Second World War, we have had world skirmishes, and I can't bring to memory the wars and the rumors of wars that we've been in since then. But let's look at 13 times 666, April 1938. In March 1938, Austria was annexed by Hitler's Germany. 13 considered to be an unlucky number, and Revelation 13 is about the beast in 666, the Antichrist. This was certainly an unlucky time in world history. It was a year when Hitler's plans for expansion became clear, and it became obvious that Europe was headed for war, and indeed the Red Horseman of the Apocalypse was riding upon world history. Well, 15 times 66 brought us to December 1941. On December the 7th, with the planning, the advanced planning to bring the United States into the war. Our own leaders decided before we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, this information was sequestered, delayed, so that we would be taken in a sudden attack to give us a legal excuse. And Rosenfeld brought us into war on December the 7th, 1941, when Pearl Harbor was attacked and the U.S. entered World War II. Now, if we add two more cycles of 666, we get the 17 cycles from 1914. That brings us to August the 1st, 1945. On that date, it was planned by Truman, who had assumed the power in the United States, that on August the 1st, the decision was made, and on August the 6th, the atomic bomb fell on Hiroshima and ultimately ended World War II shortly thereafter. 17 times 666 brings us to August 1945 and the end of World War II. It's real interesting that these series of 66 numbers, well, let's look at 19 cycles. That produces March 1949. That's when the NATO treaty was signed to form the most powerful military unit the world has ever known. And this unit now has encroached into the Eastern Bloc nations that is no longer opposing NATO. It is a 10-nation alignment that will become a force over the earth in the future event times that we'll get into to be reckoned with. The world itself, ladies and gentlemen, has been divided, not the nations, but the earth, the geographical earth has been divided into 10 land cycles where that each one has a particular number and they play an important part on the harmonic cycles, be it good or bad. The earth is plunged into a 10-nation alignment, whether we like it or not, and the whole world is included. Now, 21 cycles produce 1952 of November. On November 1st, 1952, the first hydrogen bomb was exploded. And on October the 7th, 1952, one of the prominent leaders of the world today, Russian President Putin, was born. Now, let's look at 26 cycles of 666 from 1914. Brings us to January 1962. On February the 20th, 1962, John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth astrologically. And there was an unusual grouping of planets in February of 62, an unusual astrology alignment. Then we had the event of the tragic time after 27 cycles of 666 from 1914 brings us to October 1963, where on November the 22nd, 1963, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. And the mystery of who killed him, the conspiracy mystery, is still just what it is. A mystery never has been solved. And of course, that takes us back exactly from that point in time, 100 years back into the future, to the very day of that terrible 666 cycle, when Abraham Lincoln, in 1863, was assassinated himself. And the correlation of the harmonics between the two presidents, both assassinated, 100 years difference in time, and the similarities of the paradoxes is incredible. That the prophetic timeline has been divinely ordered, and nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken away. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun, for what is to be has already been. Amazing. that each action creates a reaction. For every negative, there must be a positive, and for every positive, there must be a negative balance to properly ignite the timeline that we can have what we describe as events to teach us lessons. And if we don't learn from the past, it is certainly that in the present, our decisions will probably be more than likely wrong in the future. Now let's look at the 29th set of 666 Tumblr days since 1914. If we add up the 29, on June the 16th, 1967, the Arab-Israeli six-day war was begun. A very important date in history for the timeline. Now, if we go to the 34 cycles of 666, on August 1976, there was a series of disasters, including a new fatal disease that first showed itself as the Ebola, appearing in Africa, and it decimated, along with AIDS, a large population of Africa, and it's still raging out of control. And now there are perhaps millions of people infected with the HIV and the Ebola viruses that are now raging throughout the earth. The most destructive earthquake in 1976 that has ever been recorded was in China on July the 28th, 1976. And then also that same year, Chairman Mao died on September the 9th. And in July 1976, the Viking landed on Mars, where we begin a very, very clandestine operation to map the planet of Mars. And we can see deliberate NASA attempts to airbrush off some of the things that would be indicating that at one time an ancient civilization had developed upon Mars, and through technology, perhaps, like we're doing on the planet Earth in this destructive harmonic cycle pattern that we're in, evil men waxing worse and worse, that we have now what is called global warming, pollution, fossil fuel expenditures into the air, where that we are warming the Earth by serious degrees. Remember, the Bible said that the sun would scorch men with heat. Did you know that we have what we call global dimming? That the particle pollution is now forbidding the sun's rays to harmonically penetrate the earth to give it the harmonic electromagnetic balances of the current that comes from the life energy of the sun. We have blocked those things out, and we have what is known as a dimming effect. Now, what that's doing, that's trapping the heat upon the earth through what we call the ozone depletion, where we're letting the harmful rays, we're no longer filtering, we've cut down in deforestation, we've cut down our timbers, our greenery, our filter system of nature, and we no longer have the ability to filter out. We're beginning to sow the seeds to reap a whirlwind. Ladies and gentlemen, in 10 short years, the Earth's climate, and remember what is spawning the earthquakes and the famines and the pestilence across the Earth in this day and time, when the waves of the sea will be roaring, and the man's heart will fail him. The major killer today upon the planet is heart disease. What's brought all this stress about? It's because of the harmonic balance of both nature and creation has been disturbed by the evil intentions of man to destroy the planet. We say, I don't believe that that's going to happen, Pastor Buddy. Well, let me give you a scripture reference that you may find very, very interesting, perhaps even frightening, as I have read it many times, in a frightened sense of purpose. You know, we got to get serious about our planet and the people that run it. And we've got to take charge because we are a people out of control. If you look at that scripture, it is the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, and it's the 18th verse, the most frightening verse in the Bible. That there's going to have to be a divine power of intervention of intelligence from outside the planet, not on the planet. We're not going to have enough sense to save ourselves. We're going to have to be saved from our own destructive habits that man has developed through greed, through lust, through control and power. And all these things are the beginning of the days of sorrow. Let's find out what happened after 38 cycles of 666 from November of 1983. On that date, there was the great Beirut, Lebanon bomb blast where many American servicemen died. An astronomical event in February of 1987, there was a supernova in the large Mogollon clouds of the southern hemisphere, which we call the Southern Cross Effect. It seems to have started a positive series of events in the southern hemisphere with democracy, change coming to South American countries, where we see nations that were democratic now turning anti-American. And with that, Cuba emerged as a thorn in the side of its neighbor, the U.S. And now, with Venezuela and other nations going in a communist thinking mode, we now have the Southern Hemisphere, or the Southern Cross Effect, to bear even in these days. And it was all indicated through astrological events in the time period. If we move down, and I got to hurry up to cover all these. If we move down to the 41st of the 666 application, brings us to April 1989. Well, in 89, the first free election in 70 years in Russia resulted in rejecting the Communist Party, as at least that's what we thought. And dissidents, including Boris Yeltsin, were elected, and we thought we had a free Russia. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing free. Nobody's free anywhere upon the planet, including Russia. Although we may be viewing the fact that there's more liberty, religious freedom in Russia than there is in the United States. Did you know it's against the law now to open your Bible and to read certain passages that would indict or indicate that there is sin in people's life? You got to be careful what you say. Now, let's look at the significance of 42 generations, or in this case, 42 times 666, and that's what we're cycling here. Brings us to 1991. On January the 17th, 1991, the Persian Gulf War escalated with a bombing of Iraq. And ladies and gentlemen, I predicted on my radio show on that very date that there would be blood lingering in the sands of Iraq. And here we are, years later, bogged down into a quagmire of constant loss of American life, with the cost of the war into the billions of dollars. And of course, we know why that they went into Iraq. There was three reasons, and I've explained that in my series of the loosening of the demons of the Euphrates. And I covered that sometime a couple of years ago, back when we went in for the second time into Iraq. We won't come out. I repeat that. We will not come out until Armageddon is underway, and then the war, the final planned war, the third world war, prophesied by some of the Illuminati leaders, including Albert Pike, in Wars or in Morals and Dogmas. He predicted three world wars. Now, why would he do that in the time of the Civil War? Well, he was a Southern Confederate general, but he was an Illuminati associate with the Masonic Order and is buried 13 blocks exactly from the Masonic Temple in Washington, D.C., and is idolized with the Moral and Dogma book, one of the Masonic Bibles that is adored to, and they predict, these are men that lead the world, not only the United States, but they lead the world. They predict a third world war themselves. Well, if they predict it, they're going to bring it about. Well, that's why we went into the Middle East, where Armageddon will expose itself to the point that except there be a divine intervention by the watchers, there shall be no flesh saved upon this planet. Man has the ability, I'm sad to say, that the beast of Revelation 13 will rule for 42 months. And 42 times 666 brought us into 1991, where we entered a war in the Persian Gulf, and we're still there. In the year 206, we are still there. And blood is literally being shed into the sand. You really don't know the casualty numbers and the true count. You do not know the staggering amount that is costing the American people. This nation is being piecemealed, destroyed, in debt, by association with an evil force in the earth that is hell-bent of ruling the many with the few, or destroying the many in time to come. And the latter will be the interesting scenario of no flesh saved except there comes a divine intervention. That's 42 times 666. 42 is associated with evil. The beast is going to rule for 42 months or 3.5 years. Where we have this 7-year covenant of tribulation, and ladies and gentlemen, something drastic could happen as early as the year 207 when we begin the last amount of time before the end of the Mayan calendar, which will begin, it won't end the world, but it will begin a new age. Let's hope and trust that after the bloodshed and the devil has claimed many, many lives, if there's any life saved, that it will be for a righteous cause, and we believe it will be, because we know that Yahweh and his mighty angels, the watchers, the good guys, are coming back to destroy Satan and the rebel angels, the bad guys, who are going to be here embodied in earth temples, gathering the armies of the earth together to battle and to bring about a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. I quake and I fear what's coming up in the next 7 years, particularly the next 3.5 years, where we're going to have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Now, the 44 cycle of 666 brings us to October 1994, where a peace treaty between Israel and Jordan was signed. 46 generations of a time of 666 produced June 1998. This 666 day interval is very interesting at this point, because the words in Revelation are, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. And his number is 666. In Greek, the language in which the New Testament, including the book of Revelation, is written, each letter is also associated with a number. Therefore, the numeric value of the numbers associated with a word, by totaling the letter numbers in this way, man, is equivalent to 46. Now, would also call to your attention that man has exactly 46 chromosomes associated with his physiology. Isn't that interesting? Man is equivalent to 46 with 46 chromosomes. The number of man is 46. Also note that 1998 equals 3 times 666. In other words, a 3 in the mouth of two or three witnesses. In this case, the numerics of 3 times 666 produces 1998. And 1999, if we reduce the, take away the 1, we have 999, which is actually 666 upside down. So the year 2000 has been a time when probably the powers of the Antichrist are being consolidated, with the heavens predicting some unusual visible planetary conjunctions seen in the sky near this particular time. Venus and Jupiter associated very close to each other on April 23rd, 1998, and also close to the moon on May 1998 and May 29th. Venus and Saturn are seen to approach within one half a degree of each other. That's amazing. In 2 BC, there was an even closer conjunction of Jupiter and Venus, where the planets appeared to unite. This conjunction may account for the Star of Bethlehem, where the signs in the heavens are to be watched. And the wise men of heaven did watch that because they were considered to be wise men. And today, if you're told to look into the heavens, you are told by the Christian church to associate with evil. Well, the day come when they'll call good evil and evil good. In this way, they have taken us out of the hunt or the chase of knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Then, here we are. A people that is under slavery and don't even know that we're caged in and restrained through the lack of knowledge. Now, if you look at the pattern of forest fires, deforestation, and the temperature, world temperatures, the ocean temperatures, spawning what we now know as the waves of the sea roaring, according to the prophecy. We now, in 1998, we had a significant time in world history. We come to the magic number of 6 billion people in October 1999. Now, what are we going to do when the world population reaches 6.66 billion? That could be the time related to the Antichrist and possible Armageddon coming down. Well, let's look at August 1999, a significant astrological alignment of planets in the Grand Cross pattern and a solar eclipse on August the 18th of 1999. The planets were grouped in 4 astrological signs: Venus, Mercury, the Sun in Leo, Jupiter and Uranus in Aquarius, and Mars and the Moon in Scorpio, and Jupiter and the Sun in Taurus. The solar eclipse on August 11, 1999 produced the Grand Cross pattern, which could be related to the appearance, as I said, of the Antichrist. Now, I'm going to give you a couple more before we have to close here in the 6-6 pattern group of the harmonic balance of time. 47 times 666 brings us to April 2000. On May the 5th, 2000, an ominous alignment of planets. Remember the sun and the moon on one side of the earth? This planetary alignment brought stress upon the earth, causing great earthquakes, polar shift. The possibility is strong now. We're at 23.5 tilt degrees, with catastrophic results waiting in the wings through this negative harmonics that are coming up on the earth. With the evil that is bringing this gravitational force into so much stress upon the earth from the other planets are reacting in negative alignments. So in 5/5/2000, it relates to the time when the Antichrist could begin to formulate the last 7 years of the Armageddon scenario. We've had diseases, foot and mouth diseases. Now we can't eat certain foods. We have economic chaos. We have trouble with the Islam forces that are fighting to defend their country. And we're there taking the lives in the name of democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have to spread democracy to a little nation that had no terror weapons, but was a trumped-up charge, all of it proven false, and now 9-1-1 is becoming a question of who brought it about? Is there forces of evil trying to produce a chaotic pattern in a world war? Let's look at 48 times 666 before we close. Brings us to February 202. Notice, we have now the stress of the Middle East. 40 years of time of trouble. 49 times 66 produces December 203. The largest solar flare in the history of time happened the very day that the Russian President Putin visited Rome. Ladies and gentlemen, we better begin to look up. Notice in 205, the 50th year of the 666, it's a year considered to be a jubilee year. In biblical context, a year of rest and celebration, and on October the 3rd, 205, there was an angular solar eclipse that passed over the Muslim world in Algeria, Tunisia, Libya. On October the 4th, it began what we call the Hebrew New Year, and also on October 4th was when the Muslim holy month of Ramadan began, ending in November the 2nd. The beginning as an eclipse passed over the Muslim world, and it's very significant to bring the light of Allah and the sword that would be in the house of Ishmael forever. It's not going to end, ladies and gentlemen. It's only going to intensify with the hurricanes and the forces, the waves of the sea roaring. And the final time is 51 times 666, brings us to August of 2007. The 51st 660-day interval cycle is completed at that point. 51 times 666 brings us to August 207. The 666-day interval cycle completed to that year will end a 7-year time period, which, if our calculation is correct, could have begun in the year 2000 with the appearance of the Antichrist and the formation of the powers of evil to bring about the final end time scenario, that on August the 1st, 2007, we have what is called the Satanic cross in the sign of Mercury, Venus, Saturn, and the Sun, associated with Jupiter and Pluto and Sagittarius, where two of the four horsemen and the Antichrist and death will rule the earth. So we have what we describe as the Satanic cross in the astrological sign on August the 1st, 2007, which begins the 51st cycle of 666. Well, you have my message tonight on WNQM 1300 AM in the Nashville area. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. I'd be tickled pink to hear from you. So if you would address your mail, cards and letters, I'm looking to hear from you. If you like this series, just let me know. Write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, Newtazwell, that's two words now, NEWTAZEWELL, Newtazwell, Tennessee, 37824. Or you can call me, I'm live tonight, or late this evening in your listening area, I'm live. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, I'll be back next Sunday at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 5 Central on your time zone. So mark it on your calendar that the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy will be on next Sunday evening at 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, on WNQM, 1300 AM, in your listening area. Well, you got my message here tonight on the harmonic balance. If you'd like to have the three-part series, now I'll do the part two to this series, or part three. This is part two of the series. I'll do part three live tonight over on shortwave around the world on the Mighty Voice, the transmitting giant gem of the South, WWCR 5070, with Pastor Buddy live, Andrew-elect, right out of Nashville, Tennessee. So you don't want to miss part three. Now, if you can't listen in, you don't have a shortwave capability, then write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, Newtazwell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, for information. If you'd like the series here, like I said, all you got to do is let us know, and we'll be glad to send you information. Now, if you'd like to support the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy, you can do so by simply send in your tithes and offerings to Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284. We need your help to stay on the radio station. We are a small-time ministry trying to preach the revelation of connection to the end-day times. And we're bold in our examples. We don't back down. We don't participate in pagan religions around the world that is associated with the different cults and the different factions and things of this nature. We are Bible-oriented people, and I use the King James Bible with the divine covenant name of Yahweh, replacing the pagan names that have gone in our Lord God and things of this nature. So when you hear Pastor Buddy preach, you'll hear him preach out of the Hebrew context of the Scriptures, relating time events to the prophetic utterance of the gifts and the callings that are upon my life to preach the gospel. It's woe unto me if I fail to preach it, a blessing if I do, and a curse if you don't obey it. So it'd be better for you not to hear the word and to hear it and not obey it. So turn in the time of revelation. That's the end time prophecy and the prophetic word of the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. You don't want to miss next Sunday at 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, on WNQM 1300 AM in the Nashville listening area. Wherever you're at, we go 100 mile out. Mighty Voice of 50,000 watt of WNQM. And we hope and trust that your reception tonight is good and excellent, and that you are making notes to be with us next Sunday night. And remember, write me this coming week. I'd like to hear from you. It would just tickle me real good to have the message. I look at every letter. I read every letter myself personally. I answer everyone personally. So if you'd like to communicate with me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, Newtazwell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you would like to find out about our products that we offer on the Shepherd's Call, We're offering the ash product, and also we're offering the product of delight. I believe it's one of the most exciting product. It's the stem enhance of natural release of adult stem cells, and it's manufactured by StemTech. And if you'd like information on this product, you can call 1-800-253-2748. Leave a message and they'll return your call and they will get in touch with. That's 1-800-253-2748. That's Brother Paul at Parkway Scientific Products in the state of Michigan. That's where you'll be placing your call, and he will send you information on a product that can change your life. It's amazing what it can do. It's some of the missing connection to the chromosomes that I told you that we have been purposely dumbed down, and our value of food has been lessened, genetically modified, and this is the stem cell replacement. You got to have it, ladies and gentlemen, stay healthy. And so in the last days, you might need this product. Well, the old clock on the wall has told me that my time has just about come and gone. And I will leave you tonight with a little bit of Dixie. And may the Heavenly Father take a liking to you. And may you turn your face toward your Heavenly Father. And may He bless you abundantly in the days to come. Keep yourself from idols. And remember, the gospel is the saving force and salvation to the world. Remember, folks, if you'd like to call me, I'm live here on WNQM. If you'd like to call Pastor Buddy, my telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I'll see you on down the line on the Shepherd's Call. Be looking for us on your radio dial. Yahweh bless you.
Take our stand and live or die for Dixie. Two arms, two arms.